Imagine you're living in a city in India. For several hours, you've been crocheting in the same place, in the same bed posture, working in clothes which are being sold to Europe. You continue embroidering clothes. 14 hours a day, you add ornaments to various pieces of clothing. You are working just like other children next to you in a stinking cellar hole between piles of half-finished pieces of clothing. In addition, there are no chairs for you to sit or rest. Anil, who is working next to you, has fresh wounds on the back of his legs. Your supervisor sits on a chair by the entrance. He's a thin man who smells awful and usually holds a rod in his hand. Your boss is called Amal. Once a day he stops by to pick up the finished clothes. Your supervisor shows respect towards Amal. So do you. Thus you still feel that Amal treats you well. Yesterday, an unknown man from a different company stopped by. Amal was also there. The strange man, Amal, and the supervisor had a lively conversation. After that, he asked Anil, the boy sitting next to me, about his age. 15, Anil replied. You know that you lied, right? The supervisor stood next to Anil while he tried to deny that he was beaten. I really want to work here, Anil said. If I work here, I have a place to sleep. Your back hurts from the bent posture. Sometimes you hear children playing outside. It is my duty to work here, Anil explains to you. You know, my parents needed the money for other family members and sold me. You also think about your mother, missing her. Never would she sell you. However, she made sure that after working for 3 years in this company, you'd earn enough money to have the dowry for a good marriage. The room where you're working stinks of feces and urine. The lavatory in the corridor is overflowed. The small window in the room has little daylight. If you're working late, you're required to light a candle in order to continue working. The children working here are no slaves but support their family, said Amal yesterday. They are also treated well. They receive food and can sleep here if they want to. The strange man disappeared again. The supervisor tells you that one of the boys working here ran away and is now in prison. On the door, there is a big padlock. When it's time to eat, you receive mashed potatoes and some curry served in dirty metal bowls. After eating, you wash your hands and return to work. Your eyes burn, and the etiquette, which you are about to embroider onto the jacket, says 170, 176.